Friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Morvi Morasi Sheyichyu, for Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, for Sarah Rivka Bas Gila Shoshana, for Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshedina Simcha Ben Nechagitl, and for Lili Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Roschana Bas Rav Zekiona Rosatachana Bas Rav Meir Zev. And this is based on Torah that I received from Harav Hagon, Rav Yaakov Hamnik Shlita. In Parashas Noach, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, "B'shna Shesh Me'el Shana L'chai Noach B'chodesh Hasheni," in 600 years of the life of Noach, in the second month, B'shivas Yom L'chodesh, 17th day of the month, B'yom Zeh Nivku Kol Ma'inos Tohom Rabba Ruvus HaShemayim Niftachu. All the waters were, the depths were opened up, and skylights in heaven, it was all opened up. Whew. A lot of water. It was a watershed event, I like to say. Rashi says, "B'chodesh Hasheni, Reb Lezer Omer Zeh Mar Cheshvan." What's the second month? Reb Lezer says it's Mar Cheshvan. Reb Yehoshua says it's Iyar. And a number of times in this parasha, Rashi makes a cheshvan when all these events happen, according to each shita. And he keeps mentioning Reb Lezer, Reb Yehoshua. So in the lovely Sefer Ilani de Pilpili of Harav Hagon, Rav Meshulam Brandwein Shlita, so Rav in Yerushalayim, Talmud Chacham, he asks, why does Rashi insist on noting the names of these opinions? Usually Rashi doesn't say Rav Mekomos. Rashi doesn't mention names of the Baalei HaMemra. But here Rashi says, no, this is Rabbi Lazar, this is Rabbi Yeshua. So Ayin Sham, in the Sefer Ilani de Pilpili, what he was mitaritz. But we first have to be makdim a question. That this question has a ready answer. And Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis, it says Tanya Reb Lezer Omer B'Tishrei Nevarolam B'Tishrei Nolduavos B'Tishrei Masuavos B'Nisa Nigalu B'Tishrei Asidin Ligail. So Reb Lezer says Tishrei the world was created, and Tishrei the Avos were born, and Tishrei the Avos died, and Nisan we are redeemed, and Tishrei we are going to be redeemed in the future. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Benisa Nivraolam," the world was created in Nisan, Benisa Nalduavos, Benisa Mesuavos, and Nisan the Avos were born, and Nisan the Avos died, Benisa Nigalu, and Nisan we are redeemed, Betishrei Asidim Lehigael, and we're going to be redeemed in the future in Tishrei. Rashi says, "Nalduavos Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov." So really, it's not such a stark kasha why Rashi brings the names of the Tanaim, because the Machlokas Reb Lezer and Yehoshua is not limited to the times of the Mabul, but rather it's Talui in a more general Machlokas. Benogeh Hein Lizman Bria Se'olam, Lizman Leida Se'avos, etc. So therefore, these are two all-encompassing shitas, and Memele you have to know each shita, what it holds, and who's behind it, because this is not just a detail, this is something vast, this is nogea to the geula, nogea to the avos, etc. There's a famous Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and after Zayin Amud Beis, he says, why is a person judged on Rosh Hashanah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, says the Ran, it's Pashut, because man was created on Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that Benisa Nivra Olam, man wasn't created with Chalm Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is, says the Ran, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezak Am Yisrael B'dinam, and he wanted to judge them at a time that's Hukba L'Kapara V'Slicha, that was established for atonement, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misratz of Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, the Daros, we have a time on Rosh Hashanah, which is this period of tshuva. Which precedes Yom Kippur, which is the big day of Slicha and Kapara. So we have these days in order to return to Hashem before Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the petition for Olam Yom Hadin is a Rosh Hashanah Mitzad Briyas HaAdam. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Benisa Nivra Olam, this Yom Hadin is not about Adam, but it was Mischadish in the Dor HaMidbar together with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha, and to precede Yom Kippur we have a day to be Mepashvesh B'Maaseinu, to be Mamlech Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Salech Maisa Egel Luchos Shnias, and before that we have time in Rosh Hashanah to we have 10 days to prepare, especially the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or the 1 day up according to the Torah. So it emerges that the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is so fundamental, so general, the whole definition of Rosh Hashanah is totally in their Machlokas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a Yom Tov that's connected to Briyas HaOlam VeAdam. It's connected to creation. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it has nothing to do with Briyas HaOlam. It was Nikba in the Midbar. Because of a later event, because it's Mani Tshuva V'Slicha. So again, Rashi mentions their names, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because these are two huge shitas. This is Mamish Koveya Moadei Yisrael. It's Koveya Rosh Hashanah. And there's more. Gemara and Maseches Bava Basra. Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasim. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, there were no great days for the Jewish people like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Skipping a little bit, what happened on the 15th of Av? I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zevaze. It was the day that the tribes were allowed to intermarry. Such marriages were restricted for the first generation to enter Eretz Yisrael, as discussed earlier in the Gemara. Now they're allowed to intermarry, Gevaldik. We're intermarried. We love intermarriage as long as it's within the Jewish people. Rabbi Yosef, Tam Tavay Yosef Poskum of Lichos Mnad Eitzim Lamar Rocha. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara. That this was the day when they stopped cutting wood for the arrangement of wood on the Mizbeach. Tanya Belezer Gadol, Omer Belezer Gadol says, Kevin Shegiach HaMishah Sarbav Tashish Kocha Shel Chavlo Yikarts the Meitzim L'Mar Rocha. When the 15th of Av came, the sun got weaker and they would no longer cut wood for the Mar Rocha, for the Mizbeach. Amr Benashe, V'karle Yom Taber Mago. Benashe said, they called the 15th above the day of the breaking of the sickle, because they didn't need the lumbering tools until the following year. Why after they break it? Good kaship. Just because you don't need it now, you can keep it for next year. It's not like the kinas on Tisha B'Av. You put in Shemus next year, we're not going to need the kinas. But this year, why did they break the mago? In any event, they broke the sickle to show that's it. We don't need it anymore. Mikan Ve'elech Demosif Mos Yosef. From this point forward, where the nights lengthen, one who adds unto his nightly Torah study will add to his life. And She'eno Mosif Yosef, my Yosef, Tanu of Yosef Tikbere Ime. Somebody who doesn't add Yosef. What does Yosef mean? That his mother's going to bury him. That's not so pleasant. Perish Rashbam Tanan Hasim Sechas Tainish Shem Tukamar Lakam Yom Shetru Shvatim Nokatla. So it relates to the Gemara, because we're talking about the Heter of the Shvatim. That's how this Tubal of Gemara gets into the Bava Basra. Zog der Rashbam weiter, mit Nisan vat Tu B'Av, hayu karsim etzim l'tzarecha ma'aracha l'chol shana from Nisan, until the 15th of Av, they would cut wood for the ma'aracha, for the mizbech, for the whole year. Mikan be'el toshko chacham, v'yez b'etzim l'achluchit z'ma'al l'mashan. Mikan yigdal tolas, k'damrina b'medrash eicha. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, b'shem Rabbi Yossi Amar, shebo kol hazman k'tzitza l'mizbech, shekol etz shenimse bo tolas pasal l'mizbech, Cholait shu niktzat ainu osem acholes, v'osem shepasko yismechel shibosem amashlim mitzvah gedola kazos. So the Rashbam says that from here on in, from Tu B'Av, the sun was weak, and the wood has moisture, and it brings up its mala oshan. So we don't want the mala oshan, we don't want it to have excessive smoke, and it's also megadol tolas. It also becomes wormy, which renders the wood invalid for burning on the mizbech, midos, beis hay, and it lasted the whole year. So, 15th of Av, until then the sun was hot, so memela dried out the wood. So once they finished this mitzvah, they were very happy. And they're happy because they finished the mitzvah, and also you see that now you have more time to learn. The Mosif Yosef, Shena Mosif Yosef, Yom Tavra Magol. Rashi says Shenishbu Kardumos Shein Sarachot Behem Lachtovetz, and they broke the sickles because they don't need them anymore to cut down trees. So the Rashbam's here says an interesting chiddush. He says a chiddush that they don't start cutting the wood before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Min Nisan Vat Tu B'Av. So, if the word is, it's the Tkufa, that the sun gets weaker, because now the days from Tu B'Av become shorter, like it says later in the Gemara. And that's why now they have to learn more at night. So, if it's this period of from until Tu B'Av, and then from Tu B'Av, the sun gets stronger. The sun gets weaker. So why don't we say that it starts at Tu B'Shvat? Of the previous year. That's when the days get longer. When the days get shorter, then they stop cutting the wood. So, if it's a matter of shorter and longer, why don't you start when the days get longer? Even earlier than Nisan. So, Mimnayin, how does the Rashbam know that they only start cutting Nisan time? The word is longer or shorter days, because you stop when the days get shorter. So start when the days get longer, Tu B'Shvat, much earlier. Why Dafka Nisan? So the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it says in Dav Zayin, Tanya Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Trimas Shkalim. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for giving the Shkalim. And Olam Rav Yosha Makroz Asos Chosh B'Chosh L'Chosh Hashanah Amar Torah Chadesh V'Vekar B'Mitshuma Chadasha. Rashi says Chadesh B'chadsho, chadesh b'chadsho l'chadshi, right? It says also as chodesh b'chadsho l'chadshe. So you have three chodeshes. So the Rashi says chadshi yaseir l'jerasha. So it says here that they used to bring on the first of Nisan trumas hashkalim for the new year. So there's a halacha b'hakrabas karbanos shekol shana maschil mi'chodesh Nisan. From Nisan, and now it'll be makriv korbanos from this year, from the money from last year. Every year requires its new money. When's the new money? When does the new money start? Shchodesh Nisan. Nisan it starts. So if that's the case, according to Das Rebbe b'Menachas, the chaf, you can bring a carbon eitzim, there's such a thing as bringing a carbon of wood, so that's only from the money of this year. So it's very good that you're buying it with the money of this year. However, when you're cutting down the trees, why can you cut them even before Nisan? Why Dafka Nisan? The Rambam in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Vov Halacha Beis, writes, Chaynatzei Amaracha Lo Yalin Ifcharim Vatzei Stira Psulim Lolam Lo Yavil El Chadashim. So the Rambam says, you have to get good Eitzim for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach. They should be new. Not that you should break down a house, you shouldn't be so serabias. However, it doesn't say in the Rambam that the din is that it has to be cut down from Nisan. That we don't see in the Rambam. So what's the pshat in the beginning in Nisan? So we can say that that's part of the binyan of the Yom Tov of Yom Tavra Magal according to the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, he learns that there's a simcha gemura because the mitzvah was finished. When was the mitzvah finished? On Tu B'Av. So just like there's a simcha of Yom Tavra Magal when the mitzvah was finished, there also is the beginning of the mitzvah. Also, there's a tchilas din krisas eitzim that requires a haschala in the new year. So according to the Rashbam, there's this time period that when the new year starts, you start, there's an official time, you start the mitzvah with the new year. It makes sense that the new year is a new time period. So it's a new mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah to bring the Shumas Hashkalim and to use the Karbanos from, well, you already bring from, they already announced in Adar, but in Nisan you're bringing the Shkalim for the new year, for the new Karbanos. So also the start of this mitzvah, the mitzvah has an official end when you can't do it anymore because the wood isn't going to be good, the wood's going to be moist. So too is an official time the mitzvah starts. When's the official time the mitzvah starts? The new year. So that's how the Rashbam sees the shlemus of this mitzvah. Starting with a new year, turning over a new leaf, a new year, and it ends when you can't do it anymore. Yom Tavra Magal, when the sun gets weak. And according to this parish, we have to say that that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef, who both said that that's the day, the Tu B'Av is the day they stop cutting down wood for the Ma'aracha. That they're mechadish, that the cutting down wood is a mitzvah tliya b'zman. There's a zman of tchilas Hashana like the karbanos, and there's a shear for the end of the mitzvah, because it's tali in the sun. When the days start getting shorter and the night starts getting longer, the sun starts getting weaker, so then it's the end of the time. So since it's a mitzvah of the year, and it's defined according to the renewal of the year at the beginning, so it continues, and it continues all the time of the sun's strength. So this is a mitzvah tliya b'zman. So mitzvah tliya b'zman, it needs a specific time, a circumscribed time. What's going to be that circumscribed time? The new year. And then comes the end of the mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah tliya b'zman. It's a special zman, it's a special yantif for this simcha. And what's that yantif? Tu B'Av. Yom Tavra Magal. So in order to establish this mahalach, we have to say that the avoda of preparing the eitzim for Ma'aracha is included in the din of Rosh Hashanah L'Trimas Shkalim. So Zosol Es Cholish B'Chatshol L'Chatshi Hashanah. Amr Torah Chadesh Vavei Karb Mitzruma Chadasha. So this carbon Mitzruma Chadasha also includes the cutting down of the wood. Just like that mitzvah starts, that's going to be like the That's a good landmark. Like the Torah already tells us that that's when the Truma Chadasha starts. So if you want to start a new mitzvah, it makes sense that also this mitzvah of Krisus Eisim is also going to start then in Nisan. And the Rambam doesn't paskin this din of Havsakas Krisas Eitzim B'chamisha Asar Be'av. Interesting. Why does the Rambam not mention this in Achos Isurim Mizbeach? So the Rambam doesn't have to necessarily say that there's a yontif called Yom Tav Ramagel. The Rambam should at least tell us that you're not allowed to cut down the wood afterwards. My Shemitah, the High Shemitah. What's up with this omission of the Rambam? Not telling us the Isser Lichos Achar Yom Zeh. The Pele Gadol doesn't seem that the Nosei Kelim are omit on this. What's also interesting is that the Gemara has this whole Braisa telling us what's so special about Tu Be'av. The Gemara has a, not a brisa, but a whole discussion of what happened in Tu Be'av. The slain of Beitar were afforded burial, and that was a Tova Meitiv, and Hoshea, the Melech Hoshea removed the guards that Yeravim ben Nevat placed in the roads so that the Jewish people wouldn't be all of the regal, so now the Jewish people can be all of the regal again. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef says those who were designated to die in the Midbar stopped dying. They permitted Binyamin to re-enter the congregation. And then the famous that everybody knows with the girls, they would wear their white garments and dance, and the boys would choose. These are different things in Tu Be'av. And then all of a sudden in the middle, we say, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, when the 15th of Av came, the force of the sun would weaken, and they wouldn't cut additional wood for the Ma'aracha, for the arrangement, because it wouldn't dry properly. So how does Rabbi Elazar Gadol fit in there? Because he's explaining. First, it says, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they says they stop cutting the wood. And we have to say, why, Taka, do they stop cutting the wood? Because the force of the sun would weaken. So they can't do it anymore. So it's Tali Bizman. It starts at the beginning of the year, and now it ends. So maybe the Rambam felt that this was a Das Yachad of Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why the Gemara brings Rabbi and Rav Yosef at the end of the sugya after Rav Masna by Ruge Beitar. Krisus Eitzim L'Ma'aracha was more than 1,000 years before the Nes of Kvuras HaRuge Beitar. Many, many years. At least close to that. So why do we bring first the Ruge Beitar and then the Krisus Eitzim? Maybe because the Gemara is telling us the Maskana, the Pshat of the Mishnah is according to the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Gamliel about Tu Be'av L'Hayyamim Tovim L'Yisrael K'Tu Be'av, we want to establish it K'das Yachid like Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and Meila we don't paskin that way, and that's why the Rambam omitted it. The Rambam didn't mention that we have this holiday of Tu Be'av and that this is the, it's usher afterwards to cut the cut down the wood, because this is Reb Shimon Gamliel's only a Das Yachid, and therefore maybe the Rambam didn't bring this din lahalacha, because Shimon Gamliel's like Reb Eliezer, a Das Yachid. And say the Rav Elazar's Lashitasim Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed says there Vona Rav Elazar Karsa Meitzim Lasses Pachamin LaShabbos Lasses Pachamin Lasses Barzel. This is your ladder cut the trees. You have to make a knife to circumcise a child. You're allowed to do the Hechsher Mitzvah with Melechet Shabbos, even to cut down the trees. There's a whole sugi there. That's where Rav Elazar is the Machshirei Mitzvah Doche Shabbos. We can say that if machshirei mitzvah l'kula, they could be docha Shabbos, also l'chumra. We're also machmir machshirei mitzvah. So if in the Torah there's a din of havas karban mitrumah chadasha, so we also say that there's a din of atzei ma'arocha that are machshirei akarban, that you have to cut them down from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, from the new year. And that's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa, that it's a din of toli b'zman. L'chorotzei, it's a mi Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Tu B'Av. Because he's very machshiv this machshirei mitzvah. He's so machshiv it that you can be mekel on Shabbos. He's machshiv it that you can also cut down the wood. This special day to cut down the wood, special days. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like the new carbon is brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the money from the new carbonus is spent on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From then on, so too the cutting down of the trees, the Fidei Rashbam, for the wood of the Mizbeach, until Tu B'Av. It's a special mitzvah Tluya B'Zman. Now, we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer L'gabi Machshirei Mitzvah. So, Memela, we also don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer here also. Like by Machshirei Mitzvah D'Nidorcha Shabbos, we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, cutting down trees to make a Mamila knife or whatever. We also don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer about the Cheshivas of cutting down trees, that they have a special time, that you're only allowed to do it from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Tu B'Av. Maybe we can explain, based on this, the whole inyan of breaking the magal, breaking the sickle. How come they have to break it? Just, you know, put it away and use it next year. So the answer is, this is a new mahalach. Every year, you have to bring karbanos from the new money. Every year, you have to cut down trees for the new ma'arocha. You have to cut down enough trees to make wood for the mizbech for the year. So, since this is a new mitzvah, this is tkufa of these mitzvahs, of bringing new korbanos, and bringing new eitzim, so they would break the magal, so that next year they would have to have a new magal. They would say, okay, now this tkufa is over, and next year they have a schatzus of a new mitzvah, so they bring a new magal, a new sickle. Not only are they going to cut down new trees, they can have a new magal. Don't have the old one around. You might be tempted to use it, save a few bucks. So they break the magal, and then they show now there's going to be a completely new mitzvah. New mitzvah of cutting down trees, new mitzvah of bringing korbanos, and that all starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we see here the chashivas of Nisan, Ibn Nisan Nivra Olam, the tkuf of Nisan, according to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, but you also see a Chashivas to Nisan, Elo Ve'elo Divrei Elokim Chaim. Even if Rabbi Eliezer goes on both sides, Al Kol Panim, we also have to midayik why it says Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. So that's something for you to think about. I was Makabel from Rav Hamnik Ateretz, but I don't want to give away all our secrets, and we should be Zoche Lilmod Ulelamid Lishmor V'Lasos, and to enjoy our Tu B'Av, Mitzvah Shem, to be Zoche, the yikar is not only to be besimcha, but to be marbe b'limud haTorah. This is the best time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.